City and countryside, and the faithful, dwelling in them, Ila Rabinahu. For healthful seed, for seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, Ila Rabinahu. mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
again and again, peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art a good God and lovest mankind, and unto thee we ascribe glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Precious oil upon my head, running.
blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Let us give feed the hungry. Let us shelter the poor and the homeless, so that we may receive great mercy from Christ our God.
For the righteous shall obey until the recompense
be.
Thank you.
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
O pure one, rejoice thou strange report. O rejoice thou fully true, divinely commanded spiritus. Rejoice thou budding out of the new beginnings. O rejoice thou too great sword, that cut thou should have the enemy, but thou strange to remove forth. O unholy and most abundant faith. O we call us to the
cause of evil, but deliver us from all that seek after our souls.
For upon thee, Lord, O Lord, are our eyes, and in thee we put our hope. Put us not to shame, O our God. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless us, and the holy entry.
Bless the entry of thy holy place, always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Wisdom, stand upright.
O blessed light of the holy glory of the immortal Father, heavenly holy, blessed Jesus Christ, now that we have come to the setting of the sun.
Wisdom, let us be attentive.
and gentlemen.
Let us be attentive.
يا بني إن قبلت كلامي وحفظت وصاياي عندك أحلى كل نفسك إلى العلم وتعطف قلبك على الفهم. إن دعوت المعرفة ورفعت صوتك إلى الفهم إن طلبتها ترفضها وبحثت عنها ترفضها فحينئذ تفهم مخافة الرب وتجد معرفة الله لأن الرب يعطي حكمك من فمه المعرفة والفهم. يظفر معونة للمستقيمين هو مجن للسالكين بالكمال في نصر مسائل الحق وحفظ طريق اتكالهم. حينئذ تفهم العدل والحق والاستقامة. كل سبيل صالح إذا دخلت الحكمة قلبك ولذت المعرفة نفسك فالعقل يحفظك والفهم ينصرك لإنكارك من طريق الشرير ومن الإنسان المتكلم بالأكاذيب التاركين صبر الاستقامة للسلوك في مسالك ضمة الفريقين بفعل السوء المبتهجين بالكاذب الشر الذين طرقهم مهرجهم وهم تلقون في سبلهم لإنقاذك من المرأة الأجنبية من الغريبة الممتلكة بكلامها التاركة أليف صباها والناس عهد إلهها لأن بيتها يسوق إلى الموت وسبلها إلى الأخير. كل من دخل إليها لا يرجع ولا يبلغون سبل الحياة حتى تسلك في طريق الصالحين وتحفظ سبل الصديقين لأن المستقيمين يسكنون الأرض والكاملين يبقون فيها. أما الأشرار فينفردون من الأرض والغادرون يستقصرون منها.
Let my prayer arise in the sight of sin and sin. But give rather the spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love of the Holy Spirit. Yea, O Lord, in me, grant me to see my own transgressions, and not to judge my brother. For blessed art thou unto ages of ages. Amen.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teaching. Implant in us also the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things that are well pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unregenerated Father and thine all holy good and life giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Blessed Master, him who proclaims the tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Mark.
May God, through the prayers of the holy glorious apostle and evangelist Mark, enable thee to proclaim the good tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. That it means me according to thy word, O holy apostle and evangelist Mark, and receive thy merciful God, and he grant our souls forgiveness of our sins. Wisdom attend, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be to all.
Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee. Let us be attentive.
The Lord said, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
For those that were here on Sunday, we heard the gospel reading speaking about forgiveness, forgiving others, and that God, the Father, will forgive us the way that we forgive others. Last night at the Compline service, we again heard about forgiving and being reminded that God will forgive us the way we forgive others. Tonight, we just heard the same thing. Being the first week of Lent, this idea of forgiving others is so important. We had that reading at the Gospel on Sunday, but then we had forgiveness vespers. And those that were here, a number of you now were not here, but those who were here, we had the opportunity of asking each other for forgiveness. And like I said at that service that night, whether I sinned against anybody or not, when I sin, it affects everyone because it affects the world. Just like when I do a good thing, if I do it to you or not, it affects everyone. Everyone in the world. Hear these words of our Lord tonight. And just as we'll say it in the Lord's Prayer a little bit later, right before we have communion. And it's so important
because, God bless you, some people think, well, God loves me so much, he's going to forgive me no matter what. Hear what the Lord's Prayer says. We're asking God, the Father, to forgive us the way we forgive others. So if I can't forgive others, and not just in a general way, for people that have done things against me, if I can't forgive them, God won't be able to forgive you or me. It's not a warning as much as with everything that comes out of the mouth of Jesus, it's out of his love. So we know. I've always told you, he doesn't hide anything from us. He wants us to know because he loves us so much. And that's the key to our Christian life, and specifically during this season of the Great Fast, where we seek not just each other's forgiveness this first week, but it needs to be a part of us. That when people do wrong against us, or we think they did wrong against us, we need to be able to forgive and to move on in life. Life on this earth is so short. We had Husam Rishmawi, Bobby's cousin, first cousin, and Salim's nephew. He's in his 40s. And a couple months ago, he was fine. But that quickly. And we all have our stories of whether it's family members, neighbors, or friends, or people that we work with, where unexpectedly they die. Young and old. But we want to be prepared. Don't say, well, tomorrow I'll forgive everyone. Tomorrow I'll have mercy. And then God will have mercy on me. But today, I hate too much. Today, I'm too angry. Don't do that to yourself. Because tomorrow morning, whoever of us gets up, and I hope all of us do, in our morning prayers, we say, thank you, Lord, for getting us up in the morning. Because who knows who's not going to get us. So be at peace in your heart with everyone. Forgive everyone. In this way, you can love everyone, and God can forgive and love you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You can remain seated.
Let us say with our whole soul and our whole mind, let us sing. O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph and our Bishop Anthony, for priests, deacons, and all other clergy, and for all of our brethren in Christ. Again, we pray for the President of our country, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces. Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-remembered Holy Orthodox Patriarchs and for the blessed and ever-remembered founders of this holy house and for the newly departed servants of God, Hanna, Adiba, Lynn, Wadi, Maha, Haifa, Amal, Romero, Husam, and James, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who hear it in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Again we pray for mercy of life, peace, health, salvation and visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Sahar, Asma, Wadia, Nadila, Emil, Levi, Verba, Alex, Paniotos, Vera, Avery, Miriam, Elias, Phyllis, Shauna, Don, Joanne, Daisy, Imad, Noel, Nimmer, Nicola, George, Ida, Deborah, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, and Karen, our expectant parents, Renee and Rakan, Andrea and Dina, and Leith, and for all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, Dean Soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, Orthodox Christian fellowship, and preschool ministry, and for the pardon and forgiveness of their sins. Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord have mercy on them, that he teach them the word of truth, that he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace, bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
That with us they may glorify thy most honorable, majestic name, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
All catechumens, depart, depart, catechumens. All that are catechumens, depart. Let no catechumen remain. Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
Do thou free all our senses from deadly passions. Set over them as a good guide the understanding that is within us, and let our eyes abstain from every evil sight, our hearing be inaccessible to idle words, and our tongues be purged of unseemly speech. Make clean our lips which praise thee, O Lord. Make our hands refrain from base deeds, and to work only that which is well pleasing to thee, fortifying our members and our minds by thy grace. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Amen. Bislam ila rabinatu. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O Master, holy and exceeding good, we implore thee, who art rich in mercy, be gracious to us sinners and make us worthy of the reception of thy only begotten Son and our God, the King of glory. For behold, his most pure body and life-creating blood, entering at this present hour, are about to be set forth on this mystical table by multitudes of heavenly hosts invisibly upborn. Grant us to partake of them without condemnation, that through them our mental sight may be illumined, and we may become the children of the light and of the day. Through the gift of thy Christ, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine own holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifices are born fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifices are born fulfilled.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now the powers of heaven do serve invisibly with us. Lo, the King of glory enters. Lo, the mystical sacrifices are born
fulfilled.
Thank you.
fathers. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us. Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us draw near in faith and love and become communicants of life eternal. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Let us complete our evening prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and pre-sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
let our God, who loves mankind, receive now upon his holy, heavenly, and lively altar, for an odor of spiritual fragrance will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, Eli Rabina, help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the holy evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. For the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
O God of ineffable and unseen mysteries, with whom are the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge, who has revealed the service of this liturgy to us, who has set us sinners, to thy great love of mankind, to offer thee gifts and sacrifices for our sins and for the ignorance of the people. Do thou thyself, O invisible King, who doest things great and inscrutable, glorious and marvelous, which cannot be numbered, look upon us, thy unworthy servants, who stand at this holy altar, as at thy cherubic throne, upon which rests thy only begotten Son and our God, in the fearful mysteries that are set forth, and having freed us all and all thy faithful people from uncleanness, sanctify all our souls and bodies with the sanctification which cannot be taken away, that partaking with a clean conscience, with faces unashamed, with hearts illumined, of these divine sanctified things, and by them being given life, we may be united to thy Christ himself, our true God, who said, "Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." That by thy word, O Lord, dwelling within us and sojourning among us, we may become a temple of thine all-holy and adorable Spirit, redeemed from every diabolical wall, wrought either by deed or word or thought, and may obtain the good things promised to us with all thy saints, who always have been well-pleasing to thee. And make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
"Our Father,
thank you.
grieving brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near to mortal King our God, the precious and all holy body, my Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is a pardon to me, the only priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
God, save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Oh,
Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, of Gregory Theologos, whose liturgy we've celebrated, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the high royal martyr Conan, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Bless, O Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Thanks, choir. It was very nice for the first pre-sanctified. Oh, yeah. If you'd like to donate any of the flowers for the Fridays during Lent, or the other things that we'll be having during Holy Week and on Pascha, the forms are in the back. They were also in the voice. And then there's flower envelopes there. You can fill those out and either put it in a tray or give it to me. The other thing is that, normally after pre-sanctified, because we do have the potluck, I would rather not hear confessions. If you're planning on it, then we'll go and we'll have the dinner and then we'll come in here. But I'd rather do it, you know, I'm available before and after every other service that we do, on Saturdays after Vespers, and then on Sunday mornings, of course, before, during the Matin service, or by appointment. So I think it would be nice for all of us to break bread together after we've been fasting all day. The other thing is, tomorrow evening, we have the fourth great compline with the great canon of St. Andrew. We did it on Monday night, we did it on Tuesday night. Because of pre-sanctified, we didn't do it today, but we will be doing it tomorrow at 6:30, and then on Friday we have the first Madaiah service, the Acathist to the Virgin Mary. That's also at 6:30. God bless you.